Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Running the point.
Jason Carey. About time to get this thing started. Running the point with Jason Carey, the Intelligent Podcast. Man, maybe it's just a holiday podcast. This is what we're going to do. First of all, you know how we started off. Got to just thank everybody for listening, man. I appreciate you listening to me. I appreciate you listening to ATL Podcast Network, man. Just continue to support us, man. There's a lot going on. And 2018 is here. It's already here. If 2018 out here for you, you probably late already. You already behind a ball. You hear me talk about it all the time, so I hope you are already there with your 2018 plans. I hope you're ready to get moving on, because the first week of get here and you already behind the eight ball. But before we get there, it's the holiday season. So this is like the holiday episode. We're going to call this a holiday episode. I don't know. Can we say Merry Christmas already? I don't know. Can we say that? For those of y'all listening to this on Christmas Day, Merry Christmas to you. And so holidays, man, I wanted to talk about that a little bit, because it's several layers to it. First of all, it's how people feel about the holidays. There's so many people. It's like some people are really excited about it and some people hate the holidays. Can't wait till they're over, or it reminds them of something negative. But like in my family, the holidays was huge. Christmas is huge. Christmas Day, house full of people, about 80 people in the crib, man. A lot of people. My mama got 10 brothers and sisters, so it's 11 of them total. And so you already know, they got kids and kids got kids. So, you know, the house full, man. It's going to be an exciting situation. But I want people to take the time to, when you talk about the holidays, instead of thinking about all the negative, think about if you got the time to even, if you're there to celebrate the holidays, you got somebody to love on. Because I don't think that's what it's about. A lot of people, it's about presents and trees and lights and all that. All that stuff is cool. But just the love, man. I think holiday season, not just the day, because the day is over so fast. So I started thinking about this like December 1st. You know what I'm saying? Celebrate the whole season. After Thanksgiving, it's the whole season, man. Everything from the, if you do go shopping, that's cool. It ain't really about the purchase. It's about who you going shopping with. If you're shopping by yourself or shopping with some family and friends, go out and look at something new and get something. I don't know. I just like this spread. I was talking to a homie, and so let's go back. I was in LA this month, and I was hosting an event. I made a joke on stage talking about how warm it was, because it didn't feel like Christmas out there. But I was glad that all their coats was 50% off. So thank God. Shout out to LA, because it's hot for y'all. It's still cold over here, but It didn't feel like Christmas. So for those people who live in those warm climates, they put lights on palm trees and stuff like that. That feels weird to me. But it's supposed to be cold. So there's a feeling. There's a smell. What's the Christmas smells? You know what I mean? We got pines. What else? I don't know. It's just the smells of Christmas. Apple spice. I don't really drink eggnog, so I don't know nothing about that. I'm ever not an eggnog guy. But the smells of Christmas, all that puts a smile on my face. So if you follow me on social media, you see I had mad Christmas shirts on. I'm having holiday shirts that talk, hats that light up, everything, man. So some people think it's cheesy. And I think that's part of our problem. We were trying to be so cool, man. Sometimes you got to take off your cool. It's an Andre 3000 song. He said, take off your cool. I think we need to take off our cool sometime and just kind of dive into some of this stuff, man. Enjoy it, because this life is fleeting. This life is fleeting. The moments are fleeting. It's here and it's gone. You know what I mean? So And that's good and bad situations. You know what I mean? That's why I say just enjoy whatever it is. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the struggle. Because that don't last either. I'm a testament to that. The struggle don't last. I've been through a bunch of them. Not really a bunch of them. I've been through enough of them, though. But then none of them last. That's what I realized. Tradition. That's what the other thing we had this conversation about. And that's, maybe that's really the point, is tradition. That I feel like we have a generation that is losing traditions. Our parents, our grandparents, people before us had these wonderful traditions. Like we got Christmas breakfast. We got a certain time. What we do on Christmas Eve, and you know, traditions. Thanksgiving, we know whose houses we're going to on Thanksgiving. We have these traditions, family reunions in the summertime. But I feel that in a young city like Atlanta, Atlanta's a young city. The guys, it's for people that don't know, what you notice is a lot of houses without lights. A lot of people didn't put up trees. People like, man, I ain't into that. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. And we so quick to be cool and do away with these traditions. But then you have kids. Then you don't teach them nothing. You know? And they go on without their traditions. And what ends up happening is that this dark cloud you done created, and you wasn't your intention, but you created this dark cloud that I think we need not do that. I think that our traditions are important, and our traditions are ties to our families. Now, some of us don't have families. Now, I understand that. Some people don't have a lineage. But another thing about being a young city in Atlanta, it's a lot, and it's a transplant city. A lot of people figured out how to create traditions. In Atlanta, there's Friendsgiving, where friends get together on Thanksgiving at a house. Everybody brings something to eat, and they have their Thanksgiving together. On Christmas, we used to go to the movies. It was like 15, 20 of us. We went to movies together on Christmas or on one of these holidays that, you know, you're not around your family. So you create your little traditions. Create them. Ain't no problem. And who said that your tradition, you ain't got to put up a Christmas tree. Put up a ficus and put some lights on. I don't care what you do. You know what I'm saying? A plant. I don't care. But I just think that the traditions are important, because what's going to be your legacy? What you going to pass down? Now, the legacy is deeper than just traditions, like superficial traditions. We won't get into that today, but just all of that. I was thinking about recently, I was watching MacGyver or something, and he was talking about his watch his dad gave him, and made me think, what do I have that my dad passed me, and what do I have that I would pass to somebody else that I'd be remembered by? You ever think about that? I don't know. I got my dad's ties. There's certain foods that my dad ate, so if I eat it, like crumpets, which is crazy. It sounds like foo-foo, right? But no, like the Entenmann's or the Tasty Cake crumpets. We used to always stop by the store and get these crumpets. So every time I eat them, I think about my dad. So forever, I'll be always tied to my dad, whether he's here or not. I'll be tied to him. Now, it might be an emotional if I lose them, it might be emotional at some point. But there's certain things that we do, that I do, that I remember that I did with my dad. So I think traditions are important. I can think about something my mom used to cook when it was cold. She make this like apple cream of wheat style thing. I don't even know what it is. It's like it's all apple. She used to cool it. We was young, so she used to cool it off with apple juice, so it's not too hot. Just so you can eat it, so you can get out of here. But she always said, you got to eat something so it stick to your ribs, which I don't think that even makes sense, probably. But that's what a mother say. That's a country saying. And before you go to the school, before you go to the bus, eat some oatmeal, something to stick to you, keep you warm. And which just makes absolutely no sense. But they would say it. And that's, again, but it's a tradition. It's something to put a smile on your face. So if you think about the traditions that excite you or something that you used to do, did you used to open a present on Christmas Eve? At Christmas Eve, I used to do that one time. We used to open a present on Christmas Eve, and you can open the rest of them the next day. Sit around and play cards with my mom. You never want to play cards or checkers with my mama because she talk junk. She's the sweetest person in the world. She started playing checkers. I don't know why. She talks trash. But again, that's a tradition. That's something to put a smile on my face. It's a story I could tell. And I think it's selfish. I think it's selfish to take that away from your kids. I think it's selfish to take away from people around you. People talk about Santa Claus and be like, well, my kids don't, they need to know that I bought them presents. Why? Why? Is it going to make them appreciate you even anymore? Make them love you anymore? Why? Why take that away from them? My dad used to always tell me that the shortest part of your life is when you're a kid. you get to be a kid for the shortest part of your life. You're 18, you're adult, quote unquote, right? And you're adult for the rest of your life. It's all adult things. You got out of high school, the world get real. Got to get a job, you got bills, you got all this stuff, you know what I'm saying? Shortest part of your life. So let them be a kid for as long as they possibly can be. Don't be selfish. Traditions. Give them the traditions, man. I was going into that, how I think that we are losing our traditions at this age. And there's this age and some generations behind us that they become unimportant. And maybe it's because nobody explained the importance of a tradition. They're like, man, we used to do this all the time. We used to go up my grandma's house every Sunday. Why? You know what I'm saying? And if nobody explained to you that there's a reason that you went up to your grandmother's house, or I used to, my parents used to make me call my aunts on Mother's Day, on all the holidays. My aunts lived in different cities. They used to make me call them. And I didn't know why, and I didn't have a problem with it. I didn't really understand why until I got older. But that created a relationship with my aunts that once they didn't make me do it anymore, I did it on my own. You know what I'm saying? So as a kid, I didn't know why they was telling me to dial Aunt Mary number. Why? Why you telling me to call Aunt Mary? And why right now? I didn't know. I didn't have a problem with it, but I didn't know. But what I have seen is that now that I'm a uncle, my niece and nephew don't call me. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody taught them to do that. Now, what that does, and usually this is real personal information. I usually don't divulge personal information like that, but I need to kind of make it hit home that because nobody made them do that, now that they don't call me is a challenge for me. You know what I'm saying? Now they don't have a tradition. And now our relationship, I'm not as close to them as I am to my aunts. Because they don't call me. My goddaughter called me all the time. She 5. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm super close to her. You know? And I think that stuff is important. I think that's all part of the tradition. We all went up, like I said, we went up my grandma's house and my aunts would come down. Or I'd go and stay at my aunt's house in the summertime for a couple of days. My cousin would come stay with us. But guess what? Now that we're adults, we're still super close. That's like another mother because we're so close. Now I got other aunts I never stayed with that I'm not as close to. Not, no shade. I love them to death. But I'm just not as close to them as I may be to a couple of my other aunts that I spent more time with. So, again, that goes back to tradition, my point. Tradition. Traditions are important. Let's not let them die. Let's keep tradition alive. I think it's important that we keep these traditions alive. What kind of tradition do you guys have? Think of. So, I leave you guys with questions. Of course, at this point, you're listening to me, so you can't answer back. But what kind of traditions do you have? Ask yourself. What kind of traditions have you created? If you have kids, what kind of traditions have you created? Can you create traditions? Like here in Atlanta, there's a house that has the most lights of any house, I think, in America. It's like 350,000 lights on a house. It's a resident, and it's out in Kennesaw somewhere. You know? And they add lights to the house every year. That could be a tradition that y'all go out there and take a picture. You know, they got the Lights of Joy over at Life University where you can ride through or you can get out and go to the petting zoo and stuff. It's like $10 if you want to park and get out and fool with the kids and stuff. Again, a tradition that you can create. They light the tree at Macy's down at Atlantic Mall. You know, there's a parade here. Again, traditions. There's a Halloween parade here. There's tons of festivals here. Again, there's a bunch of traditions that you can create if you have none. I think traditions are important. I think they connect you again, connect you to your family, create stronger bonds. Speaking of traditions, I just said something about a parade. Growing up, It's something called the J.C.'s Parade, not the Macy's, but the J.C.'s Parade in Richmond, Virginia. Now it's called something. It was U-Crops was running. It's something else. It was a Christmas parade. And my aunt Justine would come get us, and we would go downtown. You got to dress extra warm. She'd go to the same spot just off the boulevard, I think off the boulevard. And there's a 7-Eleven across the street where we go get hot chocolate. And I remember that. I'm a grown man. I remember that as a kid. The auntie would come get us and we'd go to that parade. And, you know, Santa Claus is the last thing in the parade, you know, every year. You remember that. Again, another memory I have of my aunt that will never die, you know. A tradition. Anything wrong or negative that can come from starting these traditions. We just happen to choose holidays around it. Now, interesting point. My man said today that, you know, there are people don't celebrate these holidays because they have certain histories behind them, like Thanksgiving, and you don't celebrate Columbus, and you know, or you're not. Christmas is really not the birth of Jesus Christ, so I don't celebrate. You know what I mean? They have these. Great. You stand on your soapbox and you don't want to celebrate those things? Cool. Then what will you celebrate? That's what he was saying. He said, if we're not going to do that, what are we going to celebrate? Kwanzaa? You doing that? Juneteenth? We doing that? Martin Luther King birthday? We doing that? Oh, wait, make that Thanksgiving? We're going to get together for that? Whatever it is, figure it out. You ain't got to celebrate the ones, you know what I'm saying? You see other people, other cultures in this country live just fine under their culture. We can do that. We can do that. And I say we, I'm saying African-Americans. I know everybody that listens to this is not African-American, but I'm saying for African-Americans that have challenges. And for you guys, that's totally foreign to you. Believe it or not, it happens. You know, everybody has their own culture. And it's okay. Find something to celebrate. And I ain't preaching to y'all. It's fun. I mean, it's holidays. I'm smiling. I'm having a good time. Happy holidays. Season greetings to everybody. Not preaching to y'all at all. Just saying. That's my take on it. When I do the podcast, this would be my take. I really be just trying to get y'all where my head at sometimes, you know. And either you're going to agree or disagree. And if you disagree or agree, please hit me up on social media. Let's talk about it. Let's have a dialogue about it. I'm cool with that. I would love it. But traditions, man. Traditions are important. Traditions are super important. And I think we should continue to celebrate these things. Holidays. Christmas, man. I don't know. Why don't you put up a tree? That's my question. Ask somebody why they don't put up a tree. You know? I ask BT why he ain't put up a tree. Why don't you put up a tree? Why don't you put up decorations? Now, so for some people, they're like, man, I don't feel like doing it, and I got to take it down. Or I got no kids running around here. Who is it for? Why I'm not in the house enough for me to really enjoy it, so why am I doing it? You know? I know when I lived in Virginia, my mom would be like, you put up your tree yet? No, Jason, you got to put up a tree. And I never understood why it was so important to her, because she won't go see the tree. She won't come to my house. I'm always coming to hers. But it was important to her because, again, she's like, you need to get in the spirit. You need to, whatever it is, I need you to have that. Go put up a tree. I need you to, your house should have something up. You grew up with that. Why are you not doing it? And her thing was keeping tradition, because she was thinking, again, if you had kids, what you going to do? You gonna do it just when you got kids? No, make a habit of it now. You know? So then it's genuine when you got kids. You ain't faking. So I appreciate, and you guys that listen to this podcast, you will hear me reference stuff my mom or my dad did or said or put in me at some point. It's kind of just what we do. I think traditions are important. If you don't think they're important, you let me know. I don't know. Again, I say this is the holiday show, and this is the holiday season. Bring some joy to somebody else. That's my other thing. bring some joy to somebody else. Now, some people say bringing joy may be going to feed the homeless or giving away coats or giving, but, and that's one way of doing it. But a lot of times how you act or the energy you give off, it affects other people. So if it just in your own self being happy, I was just telling you I had shirts with lights on and say, man, you don't know how many people smiled at me just because I walked through the store, walked through the mall. They're like, oh, they're laughing. I had somebody pull up beside me and record me on their Snapchat or something. And I don't care. Cool. You had a good time. But that's what's up. You know, enjoy yourself. She can go tell that story and show that video. That video will go viral somewhere. And I was eating chicken. So I think I set us back about 300 years. But she did video me with these lights on, and I hope it put a smile on her face. I hope it put a smile on somebody else's face too. I don't care, at my expense. Enjoy yourself. Spread some love, man. Hug somebody. Kiss people. That's another tradition. When you greet people, how do you greet? I see people with their families, they don't hug, or they're not really affectionate. And like, we're a really affectionate family. Like, it's like you greet your aunt with a hug and a kiss. You give your uncle a great strong man handshake. You give him some love, you know. Have no problem expressing love for them. I think that's it. That stuff is important. Call my uncles on Father's Day. You know, another tradition. We're a very expressive or affectionate family. So I see people not doing it. Question is why? Because I seen people that were raised, they weren't raised affectionate. And what end up happening, they have kids and they're not affectionate with their kids. I've seen this. And so then the kid's not affectionate. It's weird for you then to hug the kid. The kid like, what's this hug stuff? I don't get hugged like this. You know? You don't think it's affecting your kids. You don't think it's affecting the generation, your cousins or your nephews and nieces. You don't think that stuff is affecting them, but it does, man. You showing them how to be. So, again, my point. I think this is probably a whole general thing, is just that how we affect each other, I think, is what we're hearing in this podcast, is how we affect each other, man. Season's greetings. And happy holidays. That's what I tell people, man. Enjoy yourself, man. It's the holiday season. Wear some green, wear some red, green, red, white. Put it all on, man. Another tradition that somebody could get into. There is holiday lingerie out there, ladies. Put it on. I'm all for it. I'm here for the holiday lingerie. Wear it. Christmas draws. You know, put it all on. You think that there'll be a complaint about that? You show up Santa baby, show up with a Santa hat on and some red or green, or red and green lingerie. Hey man, put it on. Make that your tradition. I'm for that too. Shoot. I'm for that too. Fellas, I don't know. This is the thing. We are visual. And some ladies are, not all of them, so I guess you had to ask the lady that you're doing this for. Maybe you put on your Christmas drawers too, dog. You might find something. You know, you be having the elf drawers and all that, whatever. Whatever floats your boat, do it. Do it. Create a tradition. I see families put on those Christmas pajamas together and take pictures. Do it. Take off your cool for the family, man. I ain't too cool to do that. I know I'm not. If I had a whole full family with kids and all that stuff, I'd be the Incredibles one year for Halloween. I can't wait. I look forward to doing stuff like that, man. So again, just tradition, man. Happy holidays to everybody that is listening and that listen to me here on ATL Podcast Network, that listens on iHeartRadio, that listens on IBNX Radio. From me to you, happy holidays and Merry Christmas. Can't wait for 2018. Can't wait for 2018. Really looking forward to that. Remember, continue to follow Follow me, Jason804 on Instagram, on Twitter. Follow ATL Podcast Network on Instagram, on Twitter. Jason804 brand on Facebook. Send me a message. Like the page. Enjoy some videos. Take some pictures, man. Take some pictures of your gifts or your favorite gifts or with your family. What kind of traditions? Take a picture. Send it to us. Tag us. We'd love to see that, man. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to a very exciting 2018. So much to do in 2018. I want you guys to come with me to Greece this year. Make sure I put that out there. Going to Greece. The Wanna Play Getaway, wannaplaygetaway.com. Take y'all with me to Greece. Going to Croatia for Yacht Week. Doing a lot. And I want y'all with us all year long. Shoot. We got some parties to do. Winter Ski Fest. A whole bunch of stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on in 2018. I want you guys to be involved with. So I got to get out of here, man. I appreciate y'all listening. This is Jason Carey again. Running the Point. ATL Podcast Network.
Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Running the Point. Jason Carey. About time to get this thing started.